Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Top Flight Time Machine are going to be going on tour in early November. You will experience physical movement and emotional movement and so much more from both of us.
Bowel movement?
Maybe there'll be a little bit of bowel movement. I can't promise it, but if that's what you're looking for, we can make it happen, probably. It won't be one of those things where a podcast episode is recorded in a theatre. Fuck that. This is a proper show with songs and dancing and high moments of exhilaration. So come along. Let's just quickly tell you where we're going to be. The 1st of November, we're in Brighton. 2nd of November, we're in Nottingham. The 3rd, we're in Leeds. The 5th, we're in Manchester. The 7th, we're in Glasgow. The 8th, we're in Newcastle. The 9th, we're in Birmingham. And the 10th, we're in London.
The capital.
What a finale.
It's going to be good. I think there's a few tickets left at most venues. Yeah. It's going to be really exciting. It's called the Velvet Drainpipe Tour. It's going to be better than the last one.
Yeah.
Which is saying something, because the last one was fucking amazing. Ask anyone who went. But this one, whoa, it's going to knock your cock off. Or if you're a lady, it will knock off your boobs.
Go to tftimemachine.com/liveshows to have a look at where you get tickets from.
There'll also be a chance to interact with us in an official capacity while we're on stage, not after the show.
In a very limited capacity. Come along, you'll love it.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's been a while since you've heard from us. We've been on tour all week. We are currently backstage in Manchester at the palatial, salubrious Stoller Hall. We've not played anywhere as fucking swanky as this before.
I suspect we never will again. I mean, this place is amazing.
It is
far
too good for scum like us.
It's well too good. You should see the fucking... We'll tweet a picture of it.
I have on the Instagram. I might put it on the Twitter as well.
Listen to what they said to me when I came in. They went, oh, your dressing room's this way. Are you happy to share with Andy or would you like your own?
It begins...
Fucking
it begins. We've never
hell.
Had that option before, and as we get bigger and bigger, that option will be open to us more often, and we might find ourselves eventually thinking, maybe I would prefer
I was like,
your dressing
please
room.
Don't make me go on my own. I don't want to be alone with my own thoughts. There's an hour till the show. What will I do?
Yeah, and then before you know it, well, I mean, we're already travelling in different vehicles.
Yeah.
Before you know it, we're arriving on stage from separate wings. Oh, we already see each other when we
both
go
on. Both on wires from above, but from separate parts of the auditorium.
So, it is well fancy. And if you haven't got a ticket and you're in the Manchester area, then fucking hell, you've missed out.
Yeah.
You have missed
out. It's going to be good. The reviews of the show have been good so far on social media. People have enjoyed it.
People haven't enjoyed it, simply have kept it to themselves. So that's good as well.
Yeah.
I've got me show canastella in my hand.
Yeah, I haven't had any dinner. I've been struggling to remember to eat at...
You've been struggling to look after yourself, haven't you, Sam?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Anna forgot to send you... My good wife forgot to send you the laminated sort of...
Fact sheet.
Yeah. But the days are strange. Like, she's travelling, then you've got to factor in your napping, and then you've got to factor in your food in.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm travelling when I would usually be eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I arrive at a place, and because I haven't eaten, I'm extra nappy.
Yeah.
So then I have a nap instead of eating. But then by the time I come around from the nap, it's like, well, I haven't eaten since breakfast. And it's like, now it's getting to time for the show.
Now I must perform.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, there's been hardly any food all day.
Oh, Jesus.
But maybe that'll be good. Maybe I'll reach a state of like... sort of high kind of, I don't know.
You get by the adrenaline, won't you?
Yeah, like there's extra adrenaline when you haven't eaten sort of thing. Maybe it's good.
Something like that. I mean, it's just a good thing, I reckon, that you're not still a drinker, because drinking on an empty stomach like that would be catastrophic.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. back in the day, yeah, it would have been that.
I've had me Greg
not
sandwich.
Not to mention the iron filings backstage. I mean, I still can't. You know, anyone who's ever been into Iron Filings on a serious level will know that they go into almost any room and immediately, like RoboCop or Terminator, have this sort of thing whereby they identify the smooth, flat surfaces.
You're now currently rubbing one with your hand.
And I'm looking at this and, like, you can't lose this stuff. I'm looking at it because I'm thinking this is wood effect. It's wood grain effect, but it's actually laminate.
It's really smooth.
Because if it was real wood grain, that's a no-no.
Some of the product would go into the grill.
You can lose a great deal, and that's like many people.
It's a lot of money.
Many amateurs have made that mistake. But this is a huge, long sort of, what do we call this, a sideboard or something that they've got in this room with mirrors. Yeah. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, you know, pre-show, you could have done a line, a Maradona line, the length of this entire fucking table.
Yeah.
But
I reckon it's 15 foot long.
Yeah, you could have done a 15 foot long, perfect for the show we're about to put on, really.
Definitely.
But those days are gone. Now it's just pure adrenaline and joie de vie that will power us through. And in your case, a Greg sandwich.
A Greg sandwich and some Stella. So we had a day off yesterday, didn't we? I went back home. I drove back home from Leeds straight after the show on Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday, wasn't it? And I thought, I'll have a nice kind of chilled out sort of day at home. And then as the day went by and I did a couple of car trips with the kids, I realised that there was a noise on the clutch in my car, which had started while we were on the road and was getting worse, and I thought this needs to be investigated. So I took it into the garage this morning and I've been given an estimate, Sam, for £750.
Fucking hell. Yeah, clutches are a fucking nightmare.
Car. Well, this is it. I don't want the clutch to go halfway to Glasgow.
No, I've had that. Years ago, I had a car and the clutch went on the motorway on the way to Brighton, and it's no fun because you're basically hitting the gas, but it's not increasing in speed, and all you hear is revs. And then, like, next thing you know, there's a fucking truck up your ass flashing you.
Yeah,
but you can't.
You're going in first gear.
You're basically in first gear. You can't accelerate. Fucking terrifying. So you've done the right thing ditching it. You take it to Mr. Clutch? There used to be a national chain called Mr. Clutch, and I always found that quite interesting because
did clutches.
Yeah, just did clutches. It's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Can you check my tyre pressure? No, mate.
We're clutches.
Mr. Clutch. We're not Mr. Tyre Pressure.
He's down the road.
Yeah.
Check your own
fucking tyre pressure. Read the sign, Mr. Clutch.
Clutch only. Yeah.
We don't even know how to do such shit. We certainly don't have the tools for other parts of the car. Just clutches.
No, I didn't go to Mr. Clutch. I don't know where my nearest one is. I went to the garage I always go to, but I'm not going to name them in case at some point in the future I have to take legal action against them. Because
you will 100% have some punters getting in touch with you about your clutch now. And they will tell you that.
Just based on the very small amount of information I've given out, they're going to tell me
it's not your clutch. You paid too much.
I paid too much. It's not the clutch.
They said they'll come and do it for you.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I'm not saying it's mean when people offer things like that. But whenever, from my experience, whenever you just talk about just a small logistical challenge in your life, and to be fair, sometimes the listeners have come through in a big way. Like, I've, you know, my shed, for instance, that I'm getting built now.
Is that via a listener?
No, it's not via a listener. There was a suggestion made and an introduction made that I think might come to some fruition.
All right, okay. Sounds interesting.
But, I mean, you'll definitely have people go, well, actually, that's far too much to pay for a clutch. By the sounds of what you said, it's probably not the clutch anyway.
So I'm now minus a car. I've got to leave it at the garage. And I quickly source a hire car, which is blue. And I don't suit a blue car. Look at me. Do I suit a blue car?
Nah. What shade of blue is it?
It's kind of really bright blue. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't feel like...
I've got a picture of it here.
Did you go for like a nice sort of car, or did you go for like just the budget range or what?
It's... I've forgotten what it is. It's one of them. It's like a kind of metallic blue, isn't it?
Not bad. Yeah. It doesn't suit
you. But it's not my... It's not me, is it?
It's not you.
Nah.
I can't even tell what brand of car it is.
It's a Vauxhall fucking cross... road or something like
Vauxhall
that.
Vauxhall cunt mother.
Cunt motor. And that's the chicken Eros that I had at the beach after I picked it up.
Don't show me that when you know I haven't had any dinner.
And you're a vegetarian.
That's exactly what I'd like now, but about me. I've told you about the time I fell out with Vauxhall once. I used to write this thing in The Guardian Guide called The Hard Sell.
Fuck Vauxhall.
Which was basically where you had to, like, basically rip the piss out of an advert, which is very easy, like shooting fish in a barrel. I used to love doing it. Because you can just pick any fucking ad. You didn't have to think, oh, what's a really shit ad? Like, no ads make any fucking sense, do they? And they're all fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So it was very easy, and I really enjoyed the job. But occasionally, you'd, like, fall foul because you'd go too far about a brand and brand communications department.
You'd write a column without having a full stomach first, and you get overexcited and giddy. Yeah,
that would be my best copy.
Or iron filings.
Very often,
either or.
Very often that would be my best copy. But as far as the victims were concerned, because you know what these corporations like? They go, oh, crisis meeting about something that's been said about them, like a tweet nowadays.
The Guardian has pulled us apart.
Yeah, no one gives a flying fuck. No one some people read it, but if they did read it, they're just laughing along.
They
read
it on the bog, had a laugh, moved on.
And they don't think, Sandalini's right, Vauxhall is an untrustworthy brand, right? I was thinking of purchasing one, but no way, I'm going to go for a Nissan now, right?
I'm crossing it off my list, cross.
I'm not a credible voice in the fucking, in the world of motoring journalism, right? But they had the right amp. Do you remember they used to have these ads with like two kids pretending to be adults? And it'd always be, oh, he's overtired. Oh, I don't understand why they did it. But that's like all ads. You don't understand what the fuck's going on in any of them. Because, you know, who knows why? It's just fucking mad. And so I was just taking the piss out of that in a sort of gentle, no, probably quite a brutal way. But I called them like misery wagons. Because I didn't have kids. And when I was in my 20s, I didn't have kids. I was sort of sneering about parents.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're like being, oh, God, how depressing having a fucking kid and having to have responsibility.
I mean, that does look like a misery wagon. Now
yeah,
you said that.
It does, yeah.
Jesus.
And do you know what? They called up and they said, actually, they emailed me. And they said, yeah, thanks for the piece. I'm the head of communications of Vauxhall. And,
thanks for the piece.
And, yeah, we felt it was a real shame that that's the way that you perceive the Vauxhall, but in fact,
you didn't actually give us a right of reply.
Yeah, in fact, the Vauxhall is really changing. They're always changing brands, aren't they? We're really changing. We're really modernising our whole ethos, and we'd love to lend you a one of our more new sporty models for a weekend, and then perhaps you can do a write-up. It's like, first of all, I know this fucking trap. Give me a sporty car for the weekend, and then you fucking got me. You own me, right? Second of all, what am I supposed to do? Ring out, how do you think journalism works, you dickheads? What, I call up the guy and go, do you know I wrote that thing about that advert? Can I review a car? We don't have a car review section in the magazine. Yeah, but just make a page available to
me.
I
like the picture counterpoint.
Yeah, what are you talking about? But the worst one that ever, which I'm sure I've told you, is that I talked about Morrison's once, and I said, fucking, I said some northern supermarket probably doesn't even fucking stock pita bread. Obviously, tongue-in-cheek, being God. A dickhead. Fucking hell, Morrison's got in touch, right? And they said that they stocked five different types of pita bread. Five different types
five
of
Five different
pita bread.
Types!
You're cont. And I was like, listen, lads.
What?
Obviously,
brown? Off brown?
Yeah, obviously I fucking gluten-free, big, medium,
vegan.
Big, medium and small in all of those ranges, right? And I was like, obviously I fucking know you'd stock pita bread. I was just acting the cunt, the joke's on me. We would like you to be given a tour of our flagship Morrison's by like someone really important, like their chief exec.
I'll tell you what, we'll better go on stage. You can tell us after the break,
okay,
during the interval, what happened next.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Right, we're back after that short break and after we've done the first half of the live show tonight at the Stoller Hall in Manchester. If we sound breathless for the second half of this episode, it's because we have exerted ourselves beyond all reason during the first half. It has been a physical triumph. What are you doing? Are you taking
photos of everything for posterity?
For posterity, photographs you'll never look at again.
Oh, no, because it'll come up on the dates and I'll be able to
say where it was. You'll be able to Google where it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your kids will, because they'll look after it. They'll look at it when
they do a museum of Top Flight Time Machine.
Imagine that, fucking hell. So, yeah, we've done the first half of the show and I've got to say it was a triumph, I think.
I think it went really well, yeah.
I think anybody who was there will say that it was one of the greatest 45 minutes of their lives.
I feel that the audience in Manchester work hard for us by laughing extra loud at bits that we require them to laugh at.
Do you think that northern audiences are more energetic than southern audiences?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Well,
I'm asking you that as a southerner.
Certainly than London audiences, but we haven't done London yet, and our London show, as I understand it, is almost sold out at Leicester Square Theatre next Wednesday.
Good to mention, yeah. It genuinely is almost sold out, so if you do want to come.
So it'll be our biggest show, definitely.
Our best show?
It'll probably be our best show because obviously it kind of gets better each night because we remember more shit each time.
We're four shows in and we've almost got it.
And
maybe we could just freestyle it for London.
Yeah, I think by that stage we'll be just like running on sort of like pure adrenaline. Yeah. It'll be psychedelic. But but I think it's unfair on Brighton because I think both times we've played Brighton, the audience have been particularly good.
Yeah, they were.
So we were talking about the difference between Northern and London. And London.
But we've got more listeners in the north of
in
the country.
North, yeah.
That's why we're doing more Northern dates because we've got to go off the stats. It's a data driven process. Lee Johnson at Sunderland.
Yeah.
It's a data driven process.
Well, you've got your spreadsheets and you talk me through them before we go on air most days.
Yeah,
and it informs the content.
We've got
one of
those ticker machines that just spools out data.
The audience seem to be really responding to content about fingering.
Yeah.
Walls and ghosts, but they're not so keen on the
casual racism.
On casual racism, so we're going to cut that out completely from now on. it's great. I didn't say it on the first half of the show, but we had a day off, so I've had this is my second day in Manchester, and we're here tomorrow as well with a day off. And I fucking love Manchester. It's a great place.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's a right laugh. You always get... I love it because I've just been mooching about on my own, going in for for coffees or lunch or whatever. And I've not been lonely because I've chatted to every cunt I've met.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right.
Oi, oi.
Treacle.
What's all this then? Here, you got coffee up here, have you? No, not Nescaf. I want an espresso or something with some foaming milk. You heard of that, have you, sweetheart?
What? Mellow birds? No, I don't think so.
Nah, I want something proper, don't I? Yeah, don't worry, I'm only mucking about. You can make us a cup of fucking tea or whatever.
Do you do an hot pot? Like they're doing a Rover's Return?
Yeah, you remind me of that bet turpin. I'd still give you one, though. No, I'm only joking. I'm mucking about. That's my humour. That's the way we are down in London. Anyway, come on, who wants a knee-sa?
That piano in the corner there. Joanna. Let's get stuck in.
It's really nice. I've been chatting. You just end up chatting to loads of cunts and... And I just love fucking wandering around here. It's great.
Yeah, it's your journalist instinct, isn't it?
I'm an explorer, I am a hunter, and what I hunt, my prey, is experience.
Earlier on, you were going to tell us about your encounter with Morrison's. And
well, no, all that happened was they said, come in for a tour.
You took the fuck off.
And I didn't do it, but I've always regretted it.
Yeah.
Because imagine, that actually disproves what you just said, because I do like to hunt down experience, but on that occasion, that was a rare occasion of me being offered a plum experience. I missed an open goal.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a hunter, it would be like I had the elephant in my sights,
yeah.
and I somehow just shot the sky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Idiot.
Because imagine if I'd gone, yeah, great, and I'd gone to a fucking flagship Morrison's a day out, probably up north, got on a train. I'd have made sure they fucking paid for the train, by the way.
Of course.
And then got up there and just been given a guided tour with special focus on their range of pita breads by the chief executive of Morrison's.
How would you have felt, though, if you'd gone all the way up there and they only showed you the pita breads to disprove what you'd said in that article?
And then they're going, go on now.
Yeah.
Fuck off home. Way.
You've seen the pita breads.
Toddle off home, you yeah. little cunt.
The dog has seen the rabbit. No, there's no go car
on.
For you.
Go yeah. on.
Yes, we provided a car to come here from the
right,
station.
Now you can
no,
walk back.
There's no car back. Oh, I don't know the way. It's the north.
And front. There's no Google Maps yet because iPhones aren't quite advanced. I think it's still the first generation of them. Well, you're going to have to fucking what then, aren't
you?
Have
thought about that before you start tip-tapping on your keyboard about our fucking
about pizza bread. Ah, now eat some. Whoa, it'd be like the final scene of Get
No, there's
Carter.
No drink. Just
you know,
eat it.
You know in Get Carter when he's just forcing the whiskey down him? It would have been like that. And it would have been a similar scene because it would have been on like a gravel sort of
a
foundry.
Beach. Yeah.
Yeah, gravelly beach in like on the northern coast.
Yeah.
And there's this fucking geezer in a suit just forcing
have
dry
it.
Pita bread.
Have it. Oh,
have all the eat pita it. Bread in the world, you punks. Oh, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's I'll bring the retraction. That's where you come from.
Yeah. It's too late for fucking apologies.
Our
cunt.
Brand has been damaged, you cunt.
You're done. We're going to disappear you. And that, the other experience that I missed, but I'm sort of, it would have been a decent experience, but I still don't regret taking it up, but it's very similar, was after my encounter with the pharmacist community. They asked, the Royal Society of Pharmacists, who I felt should have done more to sort of cool off the dog pile.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
this is a royal society.
Silent. Yeah. Basically, the Queen went at you.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking Queen. They would have had to have called her. Because if it's a royal society, that means she's the boss. They said, Mom, have you seen the furore about this journalist whose name is... one moment while I refer to my notes. A Mr. Sam Delaney.
Yes. Yes, I saw it. I saw him. He was on this morning.
He's suffering, isn't he?
With Eamon and Ruth, wasn't he?
Suffering.
Where are Philip and Holly?
They're on holiday, Mom.
Well, is that why he was on?
Yes, he wouldn't have been on with Philip and Holly.
He's worked with Eamon in the past, and it's an easy booking.
It's an easy booking, and apparently he needed the money, Mom.
Yes, well, he'll never be appearing on it again with any luck.
Yes, what would you like the Royal Society of Pharmacists to do in response to the... dog pile.
Do you know what a dog pile is, Mum?
Of course I know what a dog pile is. I've been the victim of more dog piles than you've had hot dinner, sunshine.
Yes, well, Mr. Delaney...
Do you remember Diana in 97 when I wouldn't lower the flag? The world's biggest dog pile. That almost was when fucking dog piles were invented, you cunt. Anyway, what do you want to know from me?
He is currently, as they would say in the modern vernacular, balls deep in a dog pile of his own. Would you like us to call off the hound, so to speak?
No, I fucking wouldn't. Let the cunt suffer. I heard what he said.
It was a joke, Mom.
Well, it wasn't fucking funny. He's on this morning. He's not on his fucking stupid podcast now.
He needs to think about his audience and how he addresses them. Let him dangle.
Very well, Mom.
I'm swinging the wind.
So shall I continue? Shall I tell them to continue?
Yes! Turn the screw! And tell them to shift up a fucking gear as well. And see how his mental health stands up.
See if they get Julia Hartley Brewer involved.
Yeah, so...
She's a fucking monster.
But they did offer me... They didn't fucking do anything to say sorry about our entire fucking membership being ludicrous cunts who have attacked you.
Yeah.
They did say, perhaps you would like to...
Would you like to retract that?
What?
What you just said there about them all being ludicrous cunts.
Well, I'm not saying that was my opinion. I'm
oh,
saying
right,
they
sorry.
Might have
it
got,
sounded like...
They might have got in touch and said
right.
something like that. And I would have said, whoa, hang on 1 minute.
Mm.
They're just expressing their feelings
it's
about what
down
I said.
The heat.
I understand their anger. But I think you've gone too far. You shouldn't use that kind of language. These are pharmacists. These are the backbone of our communities. Right?
You've changed your tune.
Hey, look. I'm the first to hold my hands up and say, I made a joke, and it was a silly joke, and I regret it now. If I could turn back time, I would, but I can't. But they asked me in to spend a day with a pharmacist to see what pharmacists really did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like...
Thing is, though,
I wasn't in the right headspace, Andy. No. You remember, I was a mess.
You were. I guided you through.
You had to help me. Yeah. You had your hand. You had to really help me. You didn't know what I was going to do. You thought I was just going to fucking disappear off
Plus,
to Dundee.
Plus, as well, the pharmacist experience you would have got wouldn't have been a true pharmacist experience. They would have turned it on for you.
Of course, yeah. It's like the way schools act when Ofsted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm glad you turned that down. I'll tell you what, we're going to leave it there because we're running out of time and we've got to be back on stage again in a couple of minutes for the second half of this wonderful experience. Glasgow on Sunday night, Newcastle on Monday night, Birmingham on Tuesday, London on Wednesday. There will be no more dates on this tour. You either come now or you miss out forever. It will not be filmed. It will not be recorded and put out as a podcast. It exists as a live, some would say immersive experience. Mm. Come
3D
or fucking regret it. So that's it. We'll be back with more podcasts whenever we can be asked to knock one out, really. Bye.
Goodbye. Lesbians.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.